You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Associate Health Minister Casey Costello is pushing for smokers to switch to heated tobacco products, otherwise known as HTPs, as an alternative to other forms of smoking, for what she says is part of a solution to try work towards smoke-free 2025. The plan, which aims to get 7,000 people to switch to HTPs, will result in a cut of 50% to excise tax to the products at a cost of up to $216 million. Currently, tobacco giant Philip Morris owns a monopoly of HTPs in New Zealand, which would mean that this company would solely profit off of the tax cuts. Many are concerned that Costello is prioritizing profits over actually working towards lowering tobacco usage in Aotearoa. As well as this, Philip Morris's HTPs, or known as IQOS, have recently been pulled from shelves over being classified as vapes, and therefore going against Labour's vaping regulations, which require vaping products to have child safety mechanisms, as well as having removable batteries. Joel spoke to Professor of Health Economics at the University of Auckland, Paula Lorgelli, on Costello's push for HTPs, and whether she believes that Costello is putting money over people's health.
Documents revealed to RNZ have shown concerns over substantial tax cuts to heated tobacco products, otherwise known as HTPs, an alternative tobacco product being pushed by Associate Health Minister Casey Costello. Could you briefly explain what differentiates HTPs from other tobacco and vaping products?
Great question. I'm not a tobacco product expert. I'm a health economist. But from my understanding, and actually I have seen them being used on a recent conference visit to South Africa, I was like wondering what it was that those people were kind of smoking but not smoking. It's a tobacco stick that then goes into an electronic device that vaporizes the tobacco rather than burns the tobacco. So it's smokeless because there is no smoke and there's just vapor. A vape, so it's almost seen as a type of vape, and in fact the regulations have shown today that it is regarded as a type of vape, which is why nothing new is going to get imported into the market until they've worked out how to abide by the new regulations on the fact that vapes need to be, childproof with safety mechanisms.
Costello's push on HTPs comes from what she says stems from her receiving her own independent advice, which shows that HTPs can act as a smoking cessation tool. However, she has not said where this advice has come from, and she has denied being interviewed. Is there adequate evidence to suggest that HTPs are more effective in weaning active smokers off of tobacco and nicotine products as a whole?
No, I don't think there is enough evidence. In fact, if the evidence can't come from their own Ministry of Health and then the Treasury backed that up with some of their tax evidence. So if there is no health evidence that one's own ministry can find, I suspect that the independent advice is possibly not independent. And I think there is obviously ways of reading evidence with ignorance that means that you get the picture that you want to see. So my understanding is that they may actually be as harmful as cigarettes, but we just don't know that yet.
Tobacco giant Philip Morris currently has a monopoly over the HTP market in the country with their IQOS, I Quit Ordinary Smoking product. Costello's proposed tax cuts would therefore solely give this company an excise tax by 50% on HTPs. Costello has faced significant backlash previously, such as by rolling back previous smoke-free legislation and providing health officials with a document stating that nicotine is as harmful as caffeine. Considering Philip Morris as a company have two members of staff who were formerly senior New Zealand First staff members, do you believe Costello's intentions are truly to work towards minimising tobacco usage?
Her stated intentions are for a smoke-free New Zealand. And I guess if you view that in a space of cigarettes that create smoke, then offering up alternatives does mean that you have less people smoking. But if you're offering up alternatives and you don't know how safe they are, and you're offering up alternatives with the premise of providing benefits to business rather than benefit to the community and the electorate and the public of New Zealand, then I think there is something to kind of question that advice and the approach that's being taken there.
What would you recommend the government do instead to work towards creating a smoke-free future?
Yeah, well, New Zealand was leading the pack, right? We were world leaders with our smoke-free generation. Other countries now are taking over from us. Other some states in Australia, the UK was going down that kind of route. I don't think offering up subsidies for alternatives when we don't know if those alternatives are any safer, essentially by having, you know, a reduced tax burden on them, is going to help us. So I think, you know, banning, you know, ensuring that we don't, you know, overly encourage vaping when, again, we don't know the harms of vaping. A few of the literature now is showing some of the harms of vaping, particularly in young people. We don't want to encourage people to vape. We actually want to encourage people not to smoke cigarettes, not to use heated tobacco products, and not to vape. So it might be described as a nanny state, and perhaps we should have choice. But then again, maybe we need to do a better job at some informed education to ensure that people don't take up something that ends up being a habit and ends up being detrimental to their health. I guess one of the concerns is that if they make heated tobacco products when they can be marketed to new users, because they won't be until they abide by the regulations, if they're cheaper than vapes, then it may mean that many people who are vaping actually then move on to heated tobacco products instead, which actually, you know, is kind of a slippery slope then to going down to that cigarette use. So by making an alternative cheaper, you potentially got that crossover of users. So we may see less people vaping, but more people smoking or using heated tobacco products, which I don't think is what we wanted in our public health space.
And that was Professor of Health Economics at the University of Auckland, Paula Lorgelli, talking to us about Associate Health Minister Casey Costello's push for heated tobacco products and whether she believes that Costello is putting money over people's health through this push.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.